Hello and welcome to another Dynamics Community Podcast. Today we're talking about NAB 2009 and I'm talking with Laura. Laura, what do you do here at Microsoft and what's got you so excited about NAB 2009?
So my name is Laura Cody-Human and I work in the Global Product Marketing team. I'm a marketing manager for NAB and I've been working on the launch of NAB 2009.
Yeah, it seems like a really, really big launch here, and it seems like something extra special is going on. So, what is it about this release that seems different than other ones in the past?
So, I've been working with this product for many years, and I think I have I've seen a lot of product development, mm-hmm. but I've never seen anything quite like the release of this product, NAB 2009. This has got to be the most innovative and exciting product release we've had for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard a lot of people talk about role-tailored and the UI being, you know, very, very distinctly different. I mean, how is this going to help users, and what was the thinking behind rolling out the role-tailored UI here?
So I think we have a great story to tell. This is really about taking an ERP system to another level. It's really about personal productivity. And I think when you as a user will start being familiarized with NAB 2009, I think you will agree with me that this is really taking the product to another level that's going to be much better for you as a user.
Right. And I've heard that there's about over 20 roles in the role center. What if the one of those roles doesn't apply? Is there, you know, how flexible is the product for people who might not fit the role centers that we have?
So what we have today is with NAB 2009, we have 21 role centers out of the box that we have created and going to ship with NAB 2009. Mm-hmm. But it's really a very flexible product, and it's very easy for partners or even for IT departments at customer sites to tailor and change existing out-of-the-box role centers to fit the specific customer needs. Because what we do see in from research and already now from customers using the product is that even though we have these 21 role centers out of the box, there's definitely often a need for either merging some role centers or maybe even creating new role centers.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned a lot of testing that's gone into the product. You know, as far as the UI, you know, what testing did we do, and what was the sort of results from that testing?
So one thing I think that's very important to be aware of as well for understanding NAB 2009 and how we're really already seeing a great uptake of the product is that before we went ahead and developed the different role centers and the new role center user experience for the product, we actually had research where we were researching into how people are really working and using ERP systems in their day-to-day role. So we researched around 1,400 people in 240 plus sites throughout the world. And that research we've gathered, and that has really been helping us design the role centers that we have for the product today.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, what we are seeing, even though we're just shipping the product now, is that we have great feedback for the 13 customers that we already have live mm-hmm. On the product today. So during the implementation of NAB 2009, they've already given us feedback that has helped and helped us give feedback back to the final developments of the role centers, mm-hmm. but they're already now using the role centers, and we are really seeing two specific things, feedbacks from users using role centers, and that is that they are easy to use and they give them a great overview of their work.
Mm.
So that are one of the things I think that that users will start to see when they use role centers in their day-to-day work.
Great. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of new stuff here in 2009. Are you worried that it might become big and complex? And what areas of the product are you looking for the most feedback around? And what can the community contribute to the ongoing feedback?
So I think we it's important for us, of course, to get feedback from the community starting to use the role centers, which are really the home pages for a user. And what you, some of the role centers that you will see we have is everything from a role center from a CEO, a sales manager, a finance manager, bookkeeper, shipping and receiving person, and people in sales functions like the order processor. So those kind of feedbacks are, of course, always interesting for us to hear at this community site. But in general, I think it's very important to keep in mind, and I think you will, as a user, see that as well when you start working with NAV 2009, that we're really still seeing a very simple development environment in the product. So from the very beginning, 25 years ago, when we were launching the original version of NAV, which this is really still based on, we are seeing that our core design principles, simplicity, adaptability, and ease of use is really still the core of the product.
Well, great. Thanks, Lotta, for taking the time of talking to us, and looking forward to more great things from NAV 2009.
And we're looking forward to all your feedback.
Thanks.